Here with the voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, here at the K-State Fry. Well, welcome back. It's been, what, 3 years?
It's hard to believe, isn't it, Adam? Good to see you again. 2019, it seems like on one hand a blink of an eye and an eternity ago. But I love coming here. It's one of probably the most unique event on the Katbacker Tour, and it's fun to see all of these friendly faces again.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year for Wildcat Athletics, football having a great season, and then basketball with the coaching change, you know, into the spring sports, baseball kind of getting going here toward the end of the season. I guess, how would you summarize this year?
You know, it's been a real challenge, I think, when you compete in the Big 12, that's what it's going to be. But if you look at it, I think we had a pretty darn good year, both academically and athletically. I think with football, the way we finished in an up-and-down year really will propel us into 2022. Beating LSU was a really big thing for our guys. They were really locked and loaded and wanted to make a statement and finish it right for those seniors, including Skylar Thompson. And I thought they played magnificent football, both offensively, defensively, and special teams. So that was awesome. Had a pretty darn good volleyball team. Basketball, of course, on the men's side, you know, we have change there, but the women's team went back to the tournament, won 20 games, went to the second round. Baseball, they've been up and down a little bit too, but boy, they've got some good young talent. They hit the ball all over the place, a lot of home runs, exciting to watch, and a really neat ballpark. So we've had a lot of good things happening, and I'm just kind of touching on some of the highlights.
Yeah, and you met the new basketball coach, Jerome Tang, here, and just watching it, does the energy that he shows at the press conference and interviews, is it even kind of even come close to what you probably see in person?
Well, I think so, to be honest with you. I think when you look at him, what you see is what you get. He's a very, very entertaining personality who loves life. He loves basketball. He loves the kids and coaching them. He's put together a real energetic and talented staff. I can't wait to see them get started. And I think, you know, I've heard those guys say over and over, we want to be good next year. Our goal is to be in the NCAA tournament. But even looking farther out, we want to be somebody that everybody expects to be there year in and year out and compete for championships, not only in the Big 12, but, you know, they're thinking big, man. They're talking about getting to, you know, a Final Four, maybe winning a national title. Yeah, that's a lofty goal, there's no doubt. But if you don't set lofty goals, you're never going to get there either.
You've been covering Wildcat football and basketball for over 20 years already. I can't believe it already. It goes fast. But, you know, going to the football, you see Kyle and Klein kind of run the ship on the offense at the bowl game. You mentioned it against LSU, and that was a monstrous win against a team that has a lot of talent. Even their third and fourth strings are pretty deep there. But how much excitement did you see maybe from fans or what you've heard from fans about what he was able to do and to portray what could happen this fall?
You know, it's really interesting when you think about Colin Klein, because you think about some of the people that he's been under as a player and now as a coach, I guess a GA and then a coach. The opportunity to learn from these types of guys, I think, has just expanded who he is as an offensive mind. And I think he has really kind of at least shown a little glance in the bowl game with LSU of what I think K-State football is going to look like here in the near future. I think you're going to see a team that, I'll call it multiple, that can go very fast. They can go pretty slow. They can go fullback, two tight ends. They can go four and five wide. And I think that's exactly the way he wants to play. Keep people off balance. Give them a lot of different looks. And because of the fact that we've got some depth on our football team, and a guy like Deuce Vaughn and Adrian Martinez, Malik Knowles, Phillip Brooks, we've got some really good players. Hopefully that works out, and you have some success next fall.
Conference realignment, you know, we always talk about it. Of course, everybody in the conference was stunned with Oklahoma and Texas' departure in the summer. Well, you bring in four new schools and pretty cool locations, I guess you'd say. You know, go to Provo, Orlando, Cincinnati, and you name it. But in Houston there, what a great addition there. And it was nice to see the Big 12 really become aggressive at a time when they thought it was just going to collapse.
I appreciate you saying that, because let's be honest, you've been doing this a while now too. You can absolutely not replace the brand that is Oklahoma and Texas. We all know that. But I think in terms of recruiting the new schools, they did a really good job, because the reality of it is people will learn this if they don't know it already about BYU. And a lot of K-Staters from years past in the bowl game with BYU, they're not just a Utah brand or a West Coast kind of brand. They're a national and international brand. And I think with what Cincinnati's done with their football program, Houston with theirs, you have to be excited about those three. And I've said from the get-go, Central Florida is intriguing to me because they have 60, 65,000 students. They have enormous potential right there in Central Florida to be able to recruit one of the great states in America. And being in the Big 12 clearly will help them as opposed to the American. So I think under the circumstances, it's four pretty good ads.
And, you know, just going back out on the tour, it almost feels like things are kind of getting back to normal.
Well, that's true. And that's why we're so excited, yeah. Being back here, getting to see all of the people that have put this on over the years, led by Stuart Dornbos and those types of people, Stacy Hamey and those kind of – I love those guys. I've been coming out here 20 years, and I so appreciate – all of those guys back there sweating to put this on and doing this year after year, and their love for Kansas State, it makes it worth it. They come to our place so often. We don't get out here nearly enough, and I love it when we can get out here.
Thank you, Wyatt, for the time. It's been fun talking again and catching up here, and we'll see you around probably in the fall.
You got it, bud. Great to see you. Thank you.